questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker, Dr. Hujjatul Islam Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of living our sins or our sinful deeds. According to Islamic beliefs and according to Islamic teachings, there is the concept of living the sins. First, give us the details about living the sins, and do we enjoy at all living the sins? Because doing the sins and wrongful and lawful actions for so many people are pleasurable. They enjoy doing it, but living it, does it have any enjoyment or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I believe that living the sin and whether it would bring any kind of enjoyment has different stages. So for the first stage, which might be for the majority of the people, it may not bring, tangible enjoyment for them to leave the scene. I mean, leaving the scenes is difficult, and that is why they are rewarded for that. And for many people, committing the scenes may bring any kind of enjoyments. So, but for that, we have some narrations which help the believers to come to this understanding that it's much better to abandon and to leave the sins than, for example, repentance. In one narration, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, yes, to leave the sins is difficult, but to leave the heaven to paradise is even more difficult, which means that, yes, I mean, in the first stage, to commit a sin might bring some enjoyments. But if you remember the fact that by committing the sins, you are, going to change your destiny to go to hellfire instead of the heaven, it may bring you a kind of a new understanding of this world, and yes, it may help you to leave the sins. Of course, as I mentioned, many people think of cash and credit.
Yes.
The fact that to commit the sins and to enjoy is a kind of cash, and mm-hmm. to think of the hereafter is a kind of credit.
Yes.
But the point is that that is why the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt have told us to remember the death and all the time, and this is one of the main ways through which people can get rid of the sins. Because in that case, let me share one narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. According to him, he says that good for the people and happy are the people who abandon their vain desires because of a promise that they have not seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is referring to a reality that, at least in the first stage that I'm talking about, is not that easy to leave the sins, and it may not bring any kind of enjoyment.
Okay.
And it's a difficult task.
It also very much depends on nature of the sins you are committing, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Exactly.
For example, some of these sins are, you know, explicit, and some of the sins are hidden. Especially about the hidden sins, it's very much difficult, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a very good point. So that is why the Prophet and the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam have encouraged, and have admired the people who are able to abandon the sins and leave the sins for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, the Holy Prophet is quoted as saying, there are seven people who are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. One of them is a man who is invited by a good-looking and beautiful woman to commit a sin.
Yes.
And he says that, no, I'm afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, mm-hmm. of course, it's a very difficult task, but the Holy Prophet is talking about a special reward for such a person.
That's
so
right.
My point is that in the first stage, the point is that it may not bring you any kind of physical enjoyment to abandon and to leave the sins.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, spiritually speaking, mentally speaking, you are enjoying the fact that you're approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're changing your destiny into a good one, and so on and so forth. But physically speaking, many people may not taste that enjoyment and that pleasure. But this is in the first stage.
Okay, this is in the first stage. Exactly. Okay. So in the other stages, we may taste some physical, for example.
That's
enjoyment?
The point.
Yes.
In a higher stage, now, if you ask, we are not talking about the Imam of the Ahl Bayt, mm-hmm. we are not talking about great mystics.
Yes.
Imagine, I mean, in our time and era, we have seen many great people like the martyrs, the shuhada. I mean, there are many stories about them, about the fact that they are not enjoying committing sins anymore. And that has a reason. I mean, I will talk about the reasons that in a higher stage of spirituality, people come to a kind of understanding of the realities of this world, of the realities of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the realities of committing the sins, that they are not enjoying committing the sins anymore. Rather, through living the sins, they are enjoying and they are feeling that pleasure. We have many stories regarding this from the great mystics and the ulama, the scholars and the martyrs. And as I mentioned, the main reason is that they are able to see the reality of the sin. Imagine. And there are many verses and narrations in this regard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the reality of backbiting is eating the flesh of your dead brother. Now imagine, as for in the first stage, many people, feel the pleasure of backbiting.
Mm-hmm.
There is no doubt about that. Many people enjoy backbiting. And we are talking about the people who are in the first stage. But if you are in the second stage, and of course, we have many levels in the highest stage.
Yes.
You see that if your backbite, it is not as if, it is the reality. The reality of backbiting is that you're eating the flesh of a dead
person.
You
taste it.
You taste it.
Yes.
And the Quran says that fakarihtumu, you do not like it.
Mm-hmm.
So can we imagine that in the highest stage,
yes.
I enjoy eating the flesh of a dead
mm-hmm.
person? Of course not.
Of course not.
So in that stage, yes. Living the sins has some pleasures and enjoyments. The same is true about, for example, the Quran says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَى ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. Those
yes.
who, usurp the properties of the orphans,
yes.
the Quran doesn't say that it is as if. Rather, the Quran says that they are
eating fire.
Yes. Yeah. So imagine that you see that if you usurp, you are eating fire. Is there anyone who is ready to eat the fire?
Yes.
No. So the point is that in the highest stage, we can answer this question that yes, living the sins has a kind of pleasure and enjoyment for the people.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
And when you just refer to the lifestyles and the life accounts of the great mystics during the history of Islam, you know, especially the Shiite ones, you could see that they had directly experienced some of the good taste of doing, for example, good deeds and leaving the scenes, okay?
Yeah.
All in all, we could say that it helped them very much to be a spiritually grown up to an extent, that they could see the reality of the actions or of themselves or the others, even. You know, it has direct effect, I think, on your soul, isn't it?
Exactly.
Rather than body.
Yeah.
And in Islam, soul is more important than the body, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, we have, when I say that the second stage, we are talking about so many levels and so many stages.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And of course, it is in need of great efforts. It's not going to happen overnight. No,
yes.
You're in need of many years of, spiritual wayfaring. But the point is that, gradually speaking, if you're following the spiritual path, as it is mentioned by the Imam of the Ahl Bayt and the great mystics, you come to know some of the realities of this world. For example, there are stories about great scholars who are, they feel the stench the bad smell of a very good smelling food. And finally, it turns out to be that the food was not, I mean, halal food, for example.
Yes.
So what did it come from? So through so many efforts, they have come to this point that now they are seeing a reality of this world.
Yes.
Of course, the food is, for example, slaughtered in a legal way. But mm-hmm. the point is that the money by which it has been bought might not be a legal money. It's a kind of haram money.
Yes.
So it had an effect on the food, and that great mystic is able to feel the stench of that food.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a reality of this world that ordinary people are not able to feel. So for him, to eat from that food is bringing so many problems and so difficulty because he's feeling that stench
yes.
coming from that food.
Okay.
And for him to leave this act is bringing many joys and many pleasures.
Yes.
So my point is that if you come to that stage, now to leave the sins is going to bring you so many pleasures and enjoyments.
All the people are not spiritually grown up. So, for example, eating the rites of an orphan or, for example, backbiting does not make them feel any regretful or bad taste or something like
no.
that. What about those people?
As I mentioned, in the first stage, that is why they are going to be rewarded because we are talking about a task which is not easy. Mm-hmm. To leave the sins is not easy.
Okay.
And they are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to act upon their vain desires so that they may, gain the pleasures of the hereafter. So for sure, it's not an easy task. There are some recommended actions and instructions
yes.
mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt for us, the ordinary people. One of them is, to know, to read, to have a kind of knowledge about the reality of this world and the hereafter, and about the reality of the sins. As I mentioned, first of all, we need to think of the fact that we believe in what we call it tajassum al-a'mal, the embodiment of our actions.
Yes.
Whatever we do in this world, we are going to see the same actions in the hereafter, not the reward or punishment. مَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. We will see the action itself on the hereafter.
That's right.
And the same is true about the bad actions. So the first stage is for us to come to a kind of, understanding of this world, the transient nature of this world,
mm-hmm.
the fact that this is not an end. We
yes.
have an everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if we think of that everlasting life, at least on a daily basis, it would bring a huge change in our daily activities too. I mean, for any action that you're going to do, you
yes.
remember the fact that at the end of the day, you are going to live for 60, 70, 80 years, but then we have eternity. And the scholars have, it's a famous
yes.
Point that remember of this eternity, everlasting life. This is one point. And of course, we have the concept of taqwa, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Tazkiyatun nafs, purification of the soul.
Exactly. And then we come to, as I mentioned, dhikrul maut,
uh-huh.
to remember the death.
Death, that's right.
In one narration, the Holy Prophet addressing the companion says that, udhkuru hadim al-ladhat, remember what is going to remove the
yes.
pleasures.
Yes.
And then he was asked, what do you mean by hadim al-ladhat? The Holy Prophet said, al-maut, death. Now imagine that on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, we remember the fact that death is not only for my neighbors, my friends, death
mm-hmm.
is for me too.
That's
and
right.
And there is no certain time for death. It may happen the next hour, the next day. So if that is the case, and at the same time I remember the fact that there is an eternity, there is another life, then gradually speaking, living the scenes would be also more easier for us as well. But it is in need of training
That's
and
right.
practicing. It's not going to happen all
mm-hmm.
overnight. And for some people who may feel difficulty in living some of the scenes, then we have the concept of musharata, muraqaba, and muhasaba,
yes.
meaning that you may think of your bad actions, you may promise to Allah
yes.
subhanahu wa ta'ala early in the morning
okay.
not to commit that sin. to take care of your actions during the day and to do self-accounting before going to sleep.
But more importantly, we have to be under the tutelage of a spiritual trainer, I think. The Ustad of Akhlaq, you know, something which is missed, unfortunately, in the lives of so many people nowadays because they're busy with this mundane materialistic world. The presence of an Akhlaqi teacher in the life can help us very much.
It can help, but the point is that whether we are able to find a good one or
not.
Because
good one or not,
unfortunately, sometimes we have some people fake, in the name of Akhlaq teachers, but they are misleading the people.
And again, re-studying the nature of the sins. Because sometimes in the modern world, we forget that the actions that sometimes we are doing are sins, are considered as sins. But we forget the nature, it becomes a custom and a habit for
us. Exactly, that's the point. And the Naroshans refer to the fact that when you commit a sin, then there is, as if there is a black point in the white tablet of your heart.
Of your heart, that's right.
But if you commit the same sin, then that there is no whiteness in that tablet anymore, and that is a very dangerous situation.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Kermi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of enjoying leaving the scenes.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Kermi. It was very kind of you. Really, I enjoyed talking to you, and thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Ali wa Hussein wa Hassan.